Okay, our movie tonight, and I'll do this very quickly, is a 1979 American comedy drama. It's called Being There, and it's a Peter Sellers movie. I love Peter Sellers. And it's the story of a man who's lived his whole life, a middle-aged man who's lived his whole life in a townhouse taking care of the garden for an older, wealthier man who dies. And he gets forced out into the world and ends up by a series of he gets hit by a car and ends up in the home of a business mogul whose wife is played by Shirley MacLaine. And he starts talking about what he's learned from the garden, and it is misinterpreted to be profound economic insight into the economy and business and how to change policy in America. And in fact, the business mogul whose house he's staying in is a confidant of the U.S. president who picks up on Chauncey, who rises to be a celebrity, making, incredible pronouncements about the economy with his simple brand of gardening wisdom. And I thought it was a very appropriate thing to recommend to you when we're considering paying more taxes, because one of the things that's maddening about the situation is when Washington talks, they talk in what I call pretzel talk. And I remember when I first moved to Hickory Valley after about 2 years, I said, I've learned how to speak English again. And that's because, there's so much going on and there's so much hypocrisy going on and there's so much sensitivity going on after 70 years of allocating the federal budget for political criteria instead of fundamental economics. There lies a lot of lies that we're telling to each other and ourselves. So people in Washington are talking pretzel talk, and it's very Orwellian. And one thing that's can kind of make you laugh in the middle of all of that is being there. So check it out if you like comedy and you like Peter Sellers and you want to have a good laugh about what's going on in Washington.